The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, text number 1 through 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 22nd, 1969, in Boston, Massachusetts.
So, I'm so pleased that you are doing things just to my satisfaction. And stick to this principle, and Krishna will bless you. Sure. Our line of action is not difficult. Chanting 16 rounds regularly, following the 4 restrictive principles, that prasadam, read books, we have got so many books, speak, discuss about the subject matter amongst yourself, and this is the process. So, Parikshit Maharaj, you know, have several times spoken. He had only 7 days to meet his death. He was a young man, but somewhere or other he was cursed by a Brahmin boy, not a Brahmin. That he would meet death within 7 days. And this is Vedic culture, that before death one should prepare very nicely to go back to God. This is Vedic culture. The modern civilization, they do not know what is going to happen after death. But our Vedic culture is not so blind. Vedic culture has got an aim. What is the aim of human life? Not aimless life. Aimless life is animal life. They have no aim by the laws of nature. They are going on, transforming from one body to another, and ultimately they are coming by evolutionary process to the human form of life, and especially this civilized human form of life, it is very responsible life. One has to make his choice whether he wants to continue his materialistic way of life and change the body one after another. That is a very risky job. You should always remember that if in my next body I have given a body like a tree, just see in this part of the world how condemned life, just standing in this snowfall. You have got house, you are protecting yourself. They cannot even move. So there is possibility of getting such life. So we should be so much responsible how to avoid such laws of nature. we can have any form of life out of 8,400,000 species that are before you. You should always remember that if by chance I slip to one of them, then how I have wasted my time. This is responsibility. Latha sudallavanidam bahusambhavante. Bahusambhavante means after many, many appearances. This is appearance. This body, present body, is one of the appearances. It will never appear again. You will have to appear in a different body. But this human form of life is a great opportunity. Bahu sambhavan. Bahu means many. And sambhava means appear. After many, many appearances, we have got this. Labdha sudullavam. Sudullavam, su means very costly. Dullavam means to gain. Great difficulty. This responsibility must be there in my form of time. Labdha sudullavam idam bahu sambhavam. After many, many appearances. And what is this? Manusya. Man, human form of God. Akalam. And he can achieve a great success in this life. This is the hint given. Therefore, for that great success, everyone should try his best. And one may think that now we are young men, young boys and girls. Let us enjoy life. And that facility is very much easy to obtain in your country, in school, college, or in society. The young boys and young girls, they have got ample facility for enjoying material life. Enjoying it means material life means sex life. So, Papa said, no, you should immediately try for the ultimate success of your life. Don't spoil it. If we become absorbed in the thoughts of materialistic way of enjoyment, then naturally we have to take birth again in any other form of body, namely human body or may not be human. But unless we purify our mind and consciousness, we must have to accept the material body. And if we accept the material body, then all the miserable conditions that we are undergoing with this body, we have to accept it. This is not a pessimistic view of life, but this is a fact. Only responsible persons they can understand. Sanatana Goswami was minister of government. His society was very aristocratic, very rich men they were. So, rich society, aristocratic society, could not satisfied. They desire, before, enjoy Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for ultimate solution of life. These examples are many. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciples, direct disciples, they are all very important men. That's like six Goswamis. In Sarudhavada, his private secretary, he was very learned man, Vedantist. And next to his secretary, the six Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they were very, very important rich men of that time. Raghunath Das Goswami happened to be the son of a very big landlord, Jamindar. Their father's income was 1,200,000 rupees in those days, 500 years ago. And he was the only son of his father and uncle. So he did not like to enjoy the father's property, but he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is known as Raghunath Das Goswami. Similarly, Rupa Sanatana Goswami also joined. They are also very rich men, important men. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, very learned scholar and philosopher. He was the nephew of Rupa Goswami. So, they are all very important men of the society. They joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make life successful. So these examples we should take and make our life successful. The successful life means to make our consciousness change into Krishna consciousness. That is success. Labha sudillam dham bhavusham bhavanti. We have heard this after many, many births. Manasam is human form of life. Therefore, the Shastra says, Turnam Jate. I'm very glad you all young boys and girls, you are fortunate. I'm not blaming you. Actually, you are fortunate. You have come to the right place where you can learn Krishna consciousness. This is the greatest boon of life. Turnam Jati, the Shastra says that very quickly you should try to face this business. Because Parikshit Maharaj, he was aware that he was going to leave for 7 days. But we do not know whether our life is still for 7 days or 7 minutes. Any moment, there is no guarantee. Don't think that in old age we shall take up this business of Krishna consciousness. By the example of Parikshit Maharaj, we can take the lesson that we do not know when we shall die, but before that we have to become competent in Krishna consciousness. What is that competency? Always 24 hours thinking of Krishna. physical. So, Parikshit Maharaj, at the last stage of his life, got the association of a big Krishna conscious personality, Sudev Goswami. So, he asked him, "My dear sir, I am now going to die. So, what is my duty?" He said, Parikshit Maharaj was born in a family of the Pandus. He is the grandson of Arjuna. Arjuna's son, Abhimanyu, he died in the battle field of Kurukshetra. He was giant. So, he also died. He was 16 years old born at that time. But he was married. Fortunately, he was married. And when he went to the battlefield, fortunately his wife was pregnant. And this Parikshit Maharaj was the posthumous child. He was born after the death of his father. He could not see his father. His grandfather raised him. All the boys died of the whole family in the battle. Only these five brothers remained alive. And this child was in the womb of his mother. Otherwise, the members of the whole Guru family died in the battle. It was such a big fight. So this child was also hit by atomic energy, Brahmastra. But Krishna said, Krishna wanted that the descendants of my devotee, they must prolong. They are very good family, Krishna conscious family. Krishna wants to give protection to the Krishna conscious man, family, that you know from the Bhagavad Gita. So this child was saved even in the womb of his mother by Krishna. So Krishna also could save him when the king was cursed by a Brahmin boy. But Parikshit Maharaj did not like the idea. He took it very seriously that I have offended the Brahmin and he has cursed me. That's nice. How much liver you are. So he accepted. Immediately he prepared for death. So after all, he was a great boy. In his childhood, he was playing with Radha Krishna, Krishna deity. Just like our child devotee, Mr. Didi. Yes, he is playing with Jagannath. That's very nice. This is the opportunity. My father also gave me this in my childhood. And I had the opportunity to serve Radha Krishna from childhood. So, as such, he asked Sukadev Goswami to hear about Krishna. Although he was very much anxious to know about his duty, but he was thinking that my only duty is to think of Krishna at this stage. Therefore, he asked his spiritual master whether I shall hear about Krishna in this last point of my day. So, Sudeva Goswami was very glad that this king is already anxious. I was just going to advise him to think of Krishna, but I see that he is already anxious to think of Krishna. He is always thinking because from the childhood, he was playing, from the womb of his mother, he saw Krishna. So after his birth, he was searching after the figure who saved me. Therefore, his name was Parikshit, he was examining. So many, he was royal family child, so many people were present after his birth. So he was looking after very deep form, Krishna. Therefore his name is Parikshit. So when he inquired from Sudeva Goswami that if I can hear about Krishna, so Sudeva Goswami replied, Bariyane Sate Krishna, Pitulloka Yudam Nipa, Antavish Sammata Punsa, Srutubhad, this is a para. Oh, my dear king, you are very fortunate. Your question about Krishna is welcome. Bariyane. Bariyane Sati Krishna. You are inquiring about Krishna. So, this very question is very important. Bariyane Sati Krishna Prato Lopa Hitang Lopa. And this is not good for you only. It is good for all the human society. Because you have question, and I shall reply. So, Krishna question and answers are so important that in future these questions and answers will be discussed in the human society. Actually, it is being done so now. We are discussing the same incidents. And he said, Atavis Samadhan Pumsa. And this question is so authorized that Atavis, those who are interested in self-realization, they have got their approval. Yes, this is nice question. Atavis Samadhan. Samadhan means approve. It is no bogus question. It is approved. This sort of question should be inquired. Krishna. About Krishna. And if you speak about Krishna, the whole world is full with questions and answers. So, these questions and answers are approved by Atmavit, those who are self-realized, not bodily realized. Atmavit. There are two classes of men. 99.9% they are bodily realized men, always thinking of the body. And just there is another class, they are called Atmavi, self-realized Krishna conscious person. Atmavi Samadho Pumsa Srutubhadisu japaraha. Srutabha means words hearing. There are many kinds of subject matter for hearing. But this is the sublime subject matter of hearing. Krishna prasad. So, question and answer about Krishna. Srutubhadisu japaraha. Para means sublime. And Srutabha means what by hearing. So, why it is para sublime? He said, Srutubhadindirajindra milan santi sahasrasa apasadam atmatattam grihesu grihamedina. This Bhagavad is so, I mean, it's exalted transcendental knowledge that there are 18,000 verses. And if you analyze each verse, each word, you will get a great transcendental importance. There is no comparison to this Srimada Bhagavatam. Srimada Bhagavatam Amalam Purana. Amalam, spotless. This Puranam, this old history of the world. This is also history. It's like this incident. Kalkitvaraj was cursed by Brahmin. He was the king, emperor of the world. And how made his death? These things are described in the history. Is it not? So this is also history. But it is not ordinary history. Not history, chronological history, as we generally mean. But it is a history of the most important men in the world. That's the Parikshit Maharaj. He's the most important, at least one of the most important kings in the world. His history of death and life is historical fact. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, my dear king, Srutubhadini Rajendra Nilam Santi Bhasahasvara. For ordinary man, there are many subject matters for hearing. Just like you see the newspaper, there are many varieties of news. But they are meant for whom? For ordinary man. They are not meant for us. We don't care for what is happening in the newspaper. At least our boys and girls, they do not care for newspaper. Although everyone is anxious to read all in the morning the newspaper. See, this is the very fact is stated here. Srutubhadi. What is this newspaper? Newspaper, the Sanskrit word is Srutubhadi. Srutubha means the things which is to be heard. So what is this newspaper? Unless there is some news, what you will hear? So this word, very word, Srutubhadi. Pradhamma, you understand Srutubhadi? No? Srutubhadi means subject of news. So he said, there are many subject of news on newspaper. Srutubhadi Rajendra. He is addressing the king, Rajendra. He was here, the emperor, therefore, the king of the kings, Radha. My dear Rajendra, emperor, there are many varieties of subject matter for hearing. For whom? Ninang, for the human society. Ninang means human being. But what class of human being? Apasada anatvatattam. Who are those who are fools and rascals without any self-realization knowledge? For them. Apasada. Apasada means blind. Cannot see. They have their eyes, but they have no introspection. What is the value of blood? Then he says, opposite. Simply they have eyes like the peacock feather. They have no introspection. Eyes mean introspection. Therefore, Vedic culture says, eyes, astra-chakshusha, you should see through heart. Don't try to see by these eyes. These are, what is the value of these eyes? They are conditioned in so many ways. So don't believe the eyes. See through the astra, through the spiritual master, through the astra. Try to see through this. So, the subject matter for hearing, for the ordinary person, those who are engaged in family matter, creation, Gihamidhanam. So does it mean to become a family man is bad? No, it doesn't. But if you become Gihamidhi, that is particularly sad. Viheshu, Vihamedi. Viheshu living in family life. But in family life there are also two classes on it. Vihaspa and this Vihamedi. Therefore I say that each and every word of Srimad Bhagavata will have new enlightenment meaning. There is difference between Grihastha and Grihamedi. Grihamedi, just like ordinary person, their household life means they have made the home at the center of their existence. Just like I was seeing just now, the rooms of our Grihastha householder, boys and girls, things are scattered. But if you go to another person's Grihastha, you'll find their apartment nicely decorated. Chairs, cushions and sitting chairs. But they have no vision about self. Then here, although we see as household affairs, the resting place is not so nice to come there. But their aim is Krishna. So that is the difference between Vihamedhi and Grihastha. Vihamedhi means they simply want to decorate the apartment and children and wife. That is their end of it. There is no other apostata, life, or the value of life. whereas the Grihastha, he is not blind about the value of his life. He is simply looking forward how to become successful Krishna consciousness. So, those who are blind are the point of self-realization. Such householders, they have got many subject matter appearing in the news. Total bargain, garden. You know, answer to the answer. The answer to me, how is the subject matter? For whom? Grihetu Vyamini. Such householders who have made their aim of life to decorate the apartment. What hold their knife and have good dress, good apartment. That's all. This is success. These things are worth reward also. So these are being pointed out. The issue. For them, there are many thousand songs, news items. Why? They have got thousands. Now, what is their mode of life? Let me explain. Their mode of life Parikrit Maharaj explained. Nidraya asyate nattam babayena javabaya. At night, they are wasting their duration of life, either while sleeping or while sex life. This is their business at night. Then at daytime, what is their business? At daytime, divasate hayarajam, kutumba bharane nava. At daytime, they are always busy. Where is money? Where is money? Divacha arthi. Divacha arthi. Arthi means money. Divaya. Income. Then they are getting money. When they should rest their bed. No. Nidra divacha hayarajam kutumbo bharena. You know. As soon as there is money, there is immediately program how to spend it for that. Kutumma bharane. Kutumma means family, relative. They will spend thousands of dollars for family and relative. But if you ask some dollars for their money. So for these persons, there are varieties of material needs. Nidra hyate naktam at night. So their life means they are night. So this is the program of their life. At night, those either sleeping or going to the night club or dancing club, that's life. Not that these things are new, these are old things. People were accustomed to all these things. In human nations are this, they are thinking. Modern days, what do you mean by modern days? Nothing has changed. Putting the old wine in new bottles, that's all. Practice is going on. So the question is, why they are wasting their life? So that is the answer of it. You say, Deha Pattam Kalatraji, Sattva Sanyaya Satattva, Tisaan Pramattam Nidhanam Pattam Nadi Namastad. Deha Pattam. Deha Pattam, Deha means his body. And abaddha means seal. Behalf of the kalatra. Kalatra means why? Behalf of the kalatra as issue. How percent? That's why a nation thinks himself well protected. When the nation has got good defense measures. Similarly, an ordinary man, he thinks that if I have got strong-willed body and a very faithful wife and 9 children, we have a kalatra dishu, and after this, means some good bank balance, some landed property, security, these things one person accept, they will give me protection. Yeah. They are now well protected. I have got 9 children, I have got nice wife, I have got good bank balance, I have got so many property. So, why shall I go to Krishna Raja? I am well protected. These boys and girls, they have no bank balance, they have no home, therefore they should go. But these are blind. How they are blind? They are thinking that these things will give him protection. Pramatta. Pramatta means crazy. Crazy. That craziness is thinking that these things will give him protection. No. Tesham pramatta nidhana pasanna pinapasati. Because he is crazy, he does not see to the destruction of these things, although he seems honest that they are being destroyed every moment. My father has died. Naturally, I shall die. Naturally, my sons also will die. So, why I am so much anxious about this thing is dying? Everyone will die. Person of the person. They see, but they still do not see. They see daily. I am working so hard for these things. But these things will be destroyed. As it has been destroyed previously in history. So many empires are destroyed. The British Empire destroyed, the Roman Empire destroyed, the Egyptian Empire destroyed, the Indian Empire, formerly, just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was the empire of the world. So these things, they see that they cannot give me protection. When I shall be called for death, just like Parikshit Maharaj is preparing. At that time, all these my soldiers, my grandparents, my good wife, my good children, my good countrymen, no. Nobody can give me any protection. That's why when you have to fly, in the sky, you have to protect yourself. No other can take it for the birds or for the aeroplane. If you are being crashed in the aeroplane, no other aeroplane can protect you. You have to come down. Similarly, when death will come, now I will be able to give me protection. Either my good state, a good family, a good bank balance, a good this, that, no. Hey. So, Supreme Goswami is giving right instructions to Parikshit Maharaj. Then what should be the subject matter? These so-called Vyasakaldam news, they are not meant for. Yet, Therefore he concludes, Tatmam Bharata Sarvam, Mam. Bhagavan, he sarasari. Srotavya Krishita Vrata, Matavva, Sitadam Bhayam. Sitadam Avayam. Avayam. Maya means here. And avayam means fearless. If one is actually expecting that he should be protected, avayam, there should be no anything of fearfulness, then Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, is instructing that tatma. Because these things, if you simply divert your attention to the varieties of newspaper or any other information of this world, which is full of the real meaning, whose business is to sleep at night and work hard at daytime, that is not the difference. Then, what I have to do? Now, you have to hear about Bhagavan, Hari Isa. Tatmam Bharata Sarvatma. Bharata, because Parikshit Maharaj happened to be a descendant of the Kuru dynasty. The Kuru dynasty was begun from King Bharat. Bharat. There are two, three Bharats in the history of Vedic literature. One Bharat is Lord Ramchandra's brother, younger brother. His mother, Bharat's mother, wanted to make Bharat king, therefore, by palace diplomacy, Ramchandra was sent to the forest. But his brother Bharat declared, no, his mother wanted that my son should be too. They had three wives of Maharaj Dasaratha. So, this is one Bharat. He was helpful to Maharaj. But by his mother's diplomacy, Lord Ramchandra was sent to forest. So this is one celebrated Bharat. Another Bharat is the forefather of the Kuru dynasty. His name is also Bharat. And another Bharat was the son of King Rishabhdev, by whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsh. This whole planet is called Bharatvarsh. So, his addressing Parikshit Maharaj as the descendant of King Bharata, Eva. You have to talk and hear about Sarvatma, the Super Soul who is sitting in everyone's heart. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, full with all opulence. Bhagavan, this word, every word suggests volume coming. And Hari, who can take away all your suffering, Ishara, and he is the controller, supreme controller. So, instead of diverting your attention to the varieties of news of this world, you just try to. No, not try. You must. You must. Sarvatma, Hari Vishwara. What is that? Srotavya. Always hear about it. Srotavya. Kirtitabhascha. Kirta. Hearing, then preaching. Therefore, we have got our Kirtanananda Maharaj, Kirtitabha, who means now preach. He did that. Hearing, then give. After hearing, the next day the spreading, pushing on. The news of Krishna. First of all, hearing, then keep it up. Spread it. And smartabha. Smartabha means thinking. Always. Otherwise, what do you preach? You hear, you think of it, you preach. This is the business. Smartabha, keep it up, pasya, shotabha, parvam. Ikshatam, akutu ohayam, ikshatam ohayam. Those who are actually seeking protection, not this protection, that your grand valent, your good wife, they are not protection. So, Parikrit Maharaj was advised by Sukadeva Goswami, his spiritual master, this is your business. At the point of death, so, not only at the point of death, you cannot take this business all of a sudden, even if it's advice. You have to practice. This time, you cannot become a good soldier on the battlefield. You have to train yourself before going to the battle. Military training. So this Krishna consciousness moment is trained before you ultimately meet death, fight with it. So this is that why given by Sukadeva Goswami and this is later.